Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And here is the countdown. 14 days, 2 hours, 53 minutes. TakingNevadaBack.com, that is how many days you have left to sign the recall petition if you have not already signed it to recall Governor Sisolak. In Michigan, they got it easy. They're going after Gretchen Whitmer, but it's the legislature doing it. Our legislature, they wouldn't do it here anyway because it's Democrat controlled. And as far as our elected Republicans, they're not even signing the recall petition. So ask them why. Just out of curiosity. If they're supposed to be representing you and you're signing the recall petition, ask the elected representatives why they aren't. All of them. City Council, County Commission, Senate, Assembly, Congressman. 14 days, 2 hours, 52 minutes. If you want to sign the petition and you are here locally, make sure you check out Sunday at Circuit City. Sunday at Circuit City will be the last large gathering here in Washoe County. So please, if you're tired of the shutdowns, if you're tired of the mandates, which, by the way, remember, mandates are not laws, then log on to TakingNevadaBack.com and see how you can be a part of this. Volunteer, there's signing locations there. Call them, they'll talk to you directly. This is what has to be done. This is how the founding fathers knew that we were going to have issues in the future. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why we have our rights. That's why we have the ability to do what we do. You are not supposed to be just sitting on your ass and not doing anything about it and just taking it. Just received another text. Yeah, our gym here is going to go out of business if we get another shutdown, if we get another lockdown. Well, what if I told you I received a letter from somebody in the know who said that it was going to be coming November 24th. And it was going to be going into January. Into January. January 4th, actually. Do you think that Sisolak is not going to have Thanksgiving? That Sisolak and his minions are not going to have Christmas? Are not going to have New Year's parties? Well, let me tell you, they are. Just like they've already had. It's do as I say, not as I do. Because you're the ones who are supposed to be listening and paying attention to them. And again, mandates are not laws. Just received this. What's up with the hospitals and their corruption on the deadhead counts and their crimes against the citizens? Again, Forrest, it is all about money. It's the money. They're losing money hand over fist because people are now afraid to go get, you know, non-emergency procedures done. They're afraid to go into the hospitals. Well, you should have been afraid to go into the hospitals in the first place because of things like staph infections and MRSA and, you know, who knows what you can get. But if they list something as a COVID death, they get money. If they get people on ventilators, they get even more money. They get twice as much money. We're talking of tens of thousands of dollars for each person. They got to keep the doors open somehow. Got to keep the doors open somehow. Just got this great text. The day of the turkey drive, we were looking for 1,000 turkeys. We got 1,058 that day. And now Fish, Friends and Service Helping, now they have over 1,100. So with my sincere thanks and appreciation and just deepest love, thank you to Nissan of Carson City for having us there. Thank you to Fish for letting us participate. And thank you even more to the community, everybody that donated. And not just from Carson City. We had donations coming in from Reno. We had donations coming in from Minden, Gardnerville, from Fallon. Because Northern Nevada is a community. And we will take care of our own. Another text, Nevada needs to check Dominion voting systems. Yes, they do. Absolutely. 100% ASAP. Dominion and Smartmatic elected Cicilline. I absolutely believe that 100%. I think Adam Laxalt, I think his election was stolen as well. This is just incredible. Did you notice the news on your station just stopped using President-elect Biden? Well, the news we use is actually national news. So that's Fox News Radio. And, yeah. I believe you're going to be hearing a lot in the mainstream media coming up in the next days and weeks of a little bit of backtracking, a little bit of not so much President-elect Biden. Because no matter how many times they say it, no matter how many times the Democrats say it, no matter how many offices he starts up, you know, there is no office of the President-elect. There is no office of that. That's something they made up. It's an illusion. It is to mess with your mind. And it's worked on a lot of people. But you are going to see that start dissipating here very shortly. Because the internet is a great and horrible thing. It is a great and horrible thing. It is a great thing. No, it's a horrible thing because they censor you. You get bad information. You get the lies because that's what they push out. But it is a great tool because you can also find the truth. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mark this morning. Mark wants to share a story. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. So I got a couple of buddies of mine that are firemen, and I wanted to share a story with one of the a group of about, I think it was about four or five firemen that did this up in Coughlin Ranch. One of the homes they were at, it was out of control on fire. They basically lost the house. The garage was not compromised yet. So one of the firemen went up to the chief and said, hey, can we, you know, bust open this garage, see if there's anything we can save? He said, go ahead, do it real quick. They opened up the garage, and there's a beautiful pearl white Corvette in the 1960s, about a $100,000 car. They uncovered it. They pushed it down the street. They recovered it for the guy, and they saved his car. They couldn't save his house, but
wow.
They saved his car.
Oh, my God. Mark, what an amazing story.
Our firemen here, it's not just about saving lives or saving homes or whatever the case may be. They just have good hearts. Our firemen are the best in the world.
They truly are. They truly are. And, you know, I have to give it up for everybody that's lost their property, lost their homes. This fire just out of nowhere and in such a massive residential area. For them to be up there.
Conditions that they fought.
Yes.
Those conditions that they were fighting this fire. I don't care where you are in this world. There ain't a bunch of firemen like these guys, because I'll tell you what, this could have been a horrible firestorm. It could have still been going like crazy.
It could have actually come down into the city. I mean, those winds were 80 miles an hour at times. So, Mark, thank you.
And they're up there risking their lives. So, you know what? Shout out to every fireman. We love you with all of our hearts.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Mark, thank you so much for sharing that story. That is absolutely awesome. Do you think that other people would have taken the time for that? Push a car out of harm's way for the homeowner? We are truly blessed. That's why there are so many people fighting so hard to get rid of the corruption. The corruption in the unions, the corruption in the governments, locally. I'm talking about the city councils and the commission and, you know, getting rid of all of this. Putting us into bad situations like bankruptcy and in the financial state that we are going to be in. I'm sorry. I know people need money. But people should not be getting raises right now, especially retroactive. There are so many people suffering with nothing. Bring you a Dieter story. Because that's still going on. Other media outlets want to paint a rosy picture and show people getting help. And, you know, boy, they're coming through. No. Dieter is not coming through for everybody. There's still people out there fighting for what they deserve, what they've worked for what they've earned. And it's fallen on deaf ears. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. It's coming out. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And what's going on? Check out today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you be attending any virtual events? You know, those galas, the fundraisers, the concerts this holiday season. Yes, no. 38% of those participating in the poll so far say no. Another 33% saying, I'm going about my business as normal. Good for you. Couple percentage points here. Yes, of course. Let me go back to this one right here. Yes, of course. Don't punish your neighbors with hyperbole politics. Yeah, okay. Being a student, virtual meetings are complete BS. And 5% saying yes. We need to support our charities. We need to support those around us. And I am sorry to my friends, because I forgot to mention, as we talk about all of our local businesses, you know, talk to your hair salon. If they get shut down, what are they going to do? Will you still be able to get your hair cut? Will you still be able to get your hair done? A lot of bad dye jobs out there in March and April. A lot of people learning how to do it at home. But we need to support these local businesses, these local charities. So do what you can. And I've mentioned gyms and salons and, you know, restaurants, and I forgot your local pet boutiques, your local pet stores. You know, my friends down here at Paws, we make sure we go in. Positively Pets down here in South Reno, we go in, we get our bags of food. We get our toys. Online shopping now, because of the fear that people have for going in different places, it's killing these small businesses. Everybody's doing everything online. I know. I've done a few things online. The mail person and the UPS guy, I think they're probably going to have riots soon with all of the heavy deliveries they have to do. Going to be a lot of OSHA suits there. But get out. Support your local businesses. Getting texts left and right, because I have some people monitoring the live stuff that is coming in while I'm on the air. And the executive order that was done 2 years ago about interference in the voting, it was done, again, I tell you, for a reason, for a purpose. There is nothing that President Trump does or says that doesn't have a purpose. It's all coming out. Corruption of the voting system, corruption of our democracy. You know, the media has been totally compliant in this because they've heard the stories of fraud. But as soon as the officials say there's no fraud, this isn't it, they don't investigate. You talk to true investigative reporters, like I had on the other day, Harley Schlager, wanted to say something else, of the LaRouche pack, the corruption is rampant. Yes, this is hypocrisy at its best. It hasn't been going on since 2016, 2014, 2012. This has been going on since the 2000s. Actually, Abraham Lincoln almost lost because of fraudulent mail-in ballots. So don't give me this bull, you know, that this is something new. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Nate this morning. Nate wants to talk about Comcast and other topics. Hi, Nate. Thanks for calling in.
Monica, how you doing? Yeah, I was at the Trump rally last weekend. It was amazing down in Carson. I live down here in Carson, and I think we're going to do it again on Saturday from what I'm hearing. And also, I just wanted to put a call out to every person out there that's a Trump supporter. If you're on Twitter, Facebook, get rid of all of it right now. These people hate your guts. And Comcast, AT&T, all of them, get rid of it. And we have to put a stand. You can go to other platforms like Gab, Parler. And I don't know how anybody could be on this. I've never been on any of it. But any Trump supporter that's on that, you're wasting your time. What do you think, Monica?
I think you're right. I think that Mark Zuckerberg and Jack, they're all lying to the American public. Everybody has been censored if you're a conservative at one point or another. And if they get their way, it's going to get even worse.
Exactly. Are we doing another rally Saturday? Have you heard of anything yet?
Yes. There's going to be another rally this Saturday, and they're already planning on having another rally on the following Saturday, on the 28th as well. So, but this Saturday, that is going to be the last rally that people can get out and sign the recall Sisolak petition. So,
right. Now, I've signed it three times. I mean, how close are we, Monica, getting rid of this?
What? What do you mean you've signed it three times?
Well, I've signed it. Okay, here's the thing. They had me sign it at different times because they started it over. So I did it once at Costco, once at BC, and then another time here in Carson over at the voting area down by the park there at Mills Park. But, I mean, how far are we from activity on getting rid of this idiot?
You know, they won't tell me that because they don't want the operatives of that idiot to know how close, how very close they are. But okay, we'll see how close we are because you're only allowed to sign the petition once of the new one. So,
right. I signed the new one, so I did get that clear. But just give it a heads up, man. Everybody get off your Facebook, your Twitter. Get rid of all of it because they hate Trump supporters, period. The end. Thanks for everything you do, Monica.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks for the call and the suggestion because it's true. It's true. Social media, if you are a conservative, people have asked me to, and I got to get back to Susan. People have asked me to start a platform, and it's like, you know how many millions of dollars it takes to start a platform? That's why, you know, Dan Bongino is not the only investor in Parler. There's multiple people and investors because that's what it takes. So you just have to kind of wait and let everything that it's like, let me put it to you this way. It's like buying a new car. Okay. You never buy the first year model of a new car because they just put it out there. It's not until the second or third model that all the bugs and kinks are going to be worked out. It's the same thing with social media. Took some time to work out all the bugs and the kinks and finally figure out the truth, even though people that worked for the company had been coming forward, even in congressional hearings, and saying that, yeah, Google is manipulating what you see. Facebook is pushing out alerts for you to vote and to vote for Biden. Every time you click on a website, you see, would you vote for Michelle Obama? It's all manipulated. It's all to put that subliminal message in your mind that the Democrats are winning. And they're not. Because the American people have spoken. And the truth is finally coming out. Just listen and learn, and don't pay attention to mainstream media because they're still going to twist it. Find the information for yourself. TheFederalist.com, JustNews.com. Get onto the search engines like DuckDuckGo and Bing and all of those ones who they tried to put out of business because they wanted the control. We'll be back right after this with more of your comments on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and any day. If you miss any part of the show, guess what? We have podcasts. Yep, you can go back and you can hear the shows with Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Pack, and you can hear Rudy Giuliani, and you can hear Eric Trump, and you can hear all kinds of great guests. Just log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcasts. Also, while you're there, well, check out today's poll question. Everything's virtual now because of the BS of COVID. So will you be attending any of the virtual events? The galas, the fundraisers, the concerts this holiday season. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City, or any other Nevada prison, for that matter, be doing compassionate release of inmates due to an increase in COVID cases? 2% of those participating said yes. 41% said no. 5% said there was never any reported cases. In fact, they had nothing. What's compassionate about releasing criminals amongst us? 52% added, hell no, they're there for a reason. So basically, 98% of those participating in the poll said no, COVID or not, you need to stay put. Let's go to the talk and text lines right now and check in with Ken this morning. Hi, Ken. What are your thoughts on everything going on?
Good morning, Monica. And before I forget, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
I had two real quick points, and then I'll go from there. One on the shutdown. Huckabee on Fox this morning said something that I've been saying for a couple of months. All of these politicians and stuff want to shut the economy down. Fine. The economy is where they get their income. If they shut the economy down, their income stops. Any government worker that is not like first responder, law enforcement, that type of thing, their income stops until the economy opens back up. And the other thing was on the election, we don't need a recount. We don't need an audit. We need to throw the whole damn thing out and have another election without electronic machines and mail-in ballots.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people need to be, I don't want to say tagged, but marked, you know, like they do in other countries that have had fraudulent elections with, you know, an ink stamp or something that's not going to come off for a week. So they can't go in and vote again.
Exactly. Exactly. Show an ID, cast your ballot and leave. Properly applied for absentee ballots. Yes. And maybe a day or two of early voting, a week or so ahead of time. Yes. Other than that, show up, cast your ballot, and leave.
Exactly.
And do it all over again without any of this interference from any of this other stuff. I think that'll be a huge overturn in, or not overturn, a huge change in the results.
It'll show the wave that was actually there for President Trump, the red wave that they were so afraid of, that, you know, that's why all of these vote counts were stopped in the middle of the counts, because somebody had to do the numbers. Somebody had to do the math on the percentages that were coming in. They had to be manipulated so Biden would be just close enough to win. That's how we got the biggest voter turnout in American history. So, Ken, thank you.
But all of the down ballot, all of the down ballot, the way the down ballot went, it's amazing that the presidential election went in the opposite direction.
Exactly. And what gets me, Ken, is they think that we are so stupid to buy into all of this. That just,
and unfortunately, most of the American public is, unfortunately. Or I won't say most.
They don't want to question it. Well, that's because they're put to sleep by the media saying, oh, there's no voter fraud. There's no voter fraud. They think that they just,
and
because they keep saying it, it'll be true.
Exactly. And all of their information comes from Twitter. They don't read, they don't listen to other sources, and they are closed-minded to anybody else's opinion. They get their information off of Twitter, therefore it's all true.
Well, they get their information from the DNC. That's who's pulling the strings. So,
same thing.
The outside.
Same thing.
Same thing, exactly. Oh, Ken, thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate your time and your thoughts.
Have a great holiday, Monica.
You too. Thank you so much. So this text right here, the truth is coming out. The extent of fraud is just beginning to be known. If people don't go to prison, what's the point? We're sick of Democrats pulling this stuff and walking off scot-free. So the one thing that I have learned in my time watching Trump is everything is about timing. Timing is everything. And that's why we are seeing what we are seeing right now. And I mean that in the sense that if the Dominion voting machines and the problems were fixed before the election, because it wasn't a bug, it wasn't a glitch, it was actually programmed to perform that way. if you were told that that happened and it was all gotten rid of, you wouldn't have seen for yourself what has been going on for decades. You wouldn't have seen for yourself what has happened and how the CIA has manipulated votes and elections in other countries. If we didn't, and I say we because I feel like I am part of the Trump team, if we didn't let this play out in the states, in the state courts, in the state Supreme Courts, we couldn't take it to the Supreme Court. That's why all of these lawsuits. If you didn't see for yourself the manipulation after it was all found out on the county levels, remember, Washoe County stopped voting. The voting was stopped. The counting was stopped all across the country. That was so they could manipulate the numbers. If you didn't see that, if you didn't hear it, if you weren't experiencing what we are going through now, you would have just believed the media. You would have just gone along with the whole thing that there's no voter fraud. This plan has been in place for a long time. And the key word is exposure. Exposures of the politicians, exposures of the manipulation. And when I say politicians, look how many Republicans abandoned and even flat out turned against Trump during the election. The Bushes, Kasich, all of these well-known names, starting the Lincoln Pack. How dare you use Lincoln's name that way? Okay? It's exposure of the politicians. It's exposure of the media. It's exposure of the system. You had to see it to believe it. Because too many people have blinders on and just either do what they're told or believe what the media has said. We'll be back to wrap up the program with one last call, one last thought as well, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being a part of the show today, and let's continue that. Arcee's on the line right now at the talk and text line. We'll get a couple of texts in just a second, but let's talk to Arcee on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM Talk. Arcee, what's on your mind? You wanted to talk about voter fraud? Need to get Arcee on the line here, actually. Waiting for Arcee. Don't tell me our phone lines froze up again. Just at the worst possible moment. No, there we go. Arcee, are you with me?
I'm here. Right. Just to add a footnote to this election and the fraud back in 2010 when Sharon Engel ran against Harry Reid. Mm-hmm. And we were following the election returns, and Sharon was a point or two ahead consistently into the wee hours of the evening. And then the power went off down in Clark County. I don't know how long it was off, but when it came back on, Harry Reid was ahead. And that was the end of that election.
Yeah.
And I mean, this stuff has just been going on. I mean, we need election reform. I mean, you know, this whole thing is a sham. Why should people, groups, outside money from outside the states and so forth, be allowed to participate in the elections? I mean, where does that leave the average rank-and-file American voter?
Exactly. You know, that's why, you know, that's why Sharon didn't have the money to contest that vote and to have a recount, because we don't have the big money that, that Harry Reid and those pour into their side.
Yeah, plus you're fighting the establishment, and everyone just drags their feet and nothing gets done. It's really, really hard. Previous to that, we had made our third attempt at a property tax initiative like Prop 13 over in California to put it in the Constitution. And, you know, we were successful. We went to all 17 counties, number of signatures, and it was approved by all the secretaries of the Register of Voters in all 17 counties. The Secretary of State approved it, and boom. Some judge, they got him out of the bed, and he threw it out, and we were out of money. So there you go.
Yeah, and let me guess, I bet that judge was appointed or put in place by a Democrat. Because
well, he was married to a teacher. That's all I know. But yeah, it just stinks. It just stinks. Yeah.
It does.
I mean, thank you very much.
Thanks, RC. Appreciate that. It's been going on for decades. It's been going on for hundreds of years. There is always going to be somebody who is willing to lie, cheat, and steal from you your voice. Love this. Just got this. If you didn't hear it earlier in the show, there's a sign out in Fallon that says, "By the order of His Majesty, King Sisolak, all who wish to enter must bear tribute in his name by donning yon royal face diaper." It's got a picture of the mask with a loyal subject. "Dissenters may be ridiculed or flogged at the whims of His Highness." And it's got a cute little seal on it. It's very well done. So I just got back from the team in Fallon, and they said that this is at Jeff's Copy Express. So give him some love and say, "Hey, I want one of those. I need that for my shop." That's in Fallon. So, you know, thanks you guys for putting stuff together like that. Because there are businesses out there who are willing to stand up to Cicilline, who are willing to stand up to His Majesty. We just need more of them. We need to get people to understand that we in numbers are greater than the left. And I truly believe that that is all going to come out. So, you know, think about where you do business, who you do business with, who keeps perpetuating all of this lie and the Great Reset, which I hope you have looked up for yourself, because all of a sudden, since people are interested in it, it's starting to go by the wayside online. Even the World Economic Forum pulled down one of their videos. So what does that tell you? That tells you too many people are catching on. Thank you for doing whatever you can do. Don't be silent. Get involved with the Election Integrity Project, EIPNV.com. The stories at the meeting we had last night, the stories are coming out left and right of fraudulent voting. Every single person that you talk to seems to know something about someone or has a story. We were able, just in our get-together last night, the person who is, you know, pounding the pavement for the Election Integrity Project, Caroline, she was able to get three people just at our dinner last night to put out affidavits. That's how bad it is. But we're not going to sit down. We're not going to shut up. We're not going to take Dr. Fauci's word and just do what we're told, because we're smarter than that. Don't care what Governor Sisolak says. Mandates are not laws. And just to refresh, you've only got 13 days to sign the recall petition. You've only got 13 days to email or call your elected representatives and see if they have signed the recall petition. Because remember, we have another election in 2 years. And with everything that is going on right now, that 2 years is going to fly by. I just want you to be ready for it. And I want you to realize that with everything Trump is doing right now and his team, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, all of them, we are going to have a much safer, secure election in 2022. I can't wait to be a part of that and run for Congress. Thanks for being here today. I love you. Do what you need to do to live every single day to the absolute fullest. You deserve it. Don't be afraid. Mwah.